I'm considered a first-generation Greek-American, and I was taught at a very young age to always be of service to others, to be proud of my heritage, to be proud of who I am, to treat other people the way I wanted to be treated myself, and to realize that you can do in life what you want to do. My father died when I was 3.5 years old, and my mother raised us with my yaya, which would be my grandmother. My mother was a breast cancer survivor, and in 1999, I discovered that I had a lump in my breast. It was discovered through a mammogram, and I had a lumpectomy, and I was very, very lucky because it was benign. And if it wouldn't have been for the fact that I had the credit power to be able to buy myself the medical care that I needed, I don't know what would have happened to me. Because when my biopsy came back with my first breast tumor, and the same was true with my second one, the substance that was in the tumor was the substance that leads to breast cancer. If I wouldn't have had that mammogram, I possibly would have had breast cancer sometime in my life. There are women that are out there every day working, but they are going without the medical care that they need because they're uninsured and can't afford, or they're underinsured. Possibly they have an HMO, and maybe it has a $5,000 deductible. Well, a mammogram is an outpatient procedure. If you have not met your deductible on your insurance plan, you are not eligible for any outpatient procedure. So these women, even though they're out there working, were still going without it. I am not medically trained. I'm just a woman that had a passion that I wanted a no-cost mammogram service in our area for women and men. And I've taken the time to learn what I needed to learn. My friend Karen Drury and I, we had the task of finding an imaging center, and naturally we were going to need a reduced price in the cost of these tests. We couldn't afford to be paying full price if this was no cost to our recipients, and people laughed at us. I mean, at one of the imaging centers, the director that was talking to us sort of looked at Karen and I like, a no-cost mammogram service? What are you guys smoking? People really thought we were crazy, but if you set your mind to something in life, and you're determined, and you just keep pushing forward no matter what obstacles you're going through, eventually you're going to succeed. It took us one full year to get this up because we started this in 99 after my breast situation, and we got our status from the federal government and the IRS in May of 2000. So then we were ready to go. The first few years, we didn't do real well because people just couldn't believe a no-cost mammogram service. We made it as simple as possible. And then we don't only do the screening mammogram. If deemed medically necessary, we will do a diagnostic mammogram for our recipient, a breast ultrasound, a stereotactic, or an ultrasonic needle biopsy. One day, my husband and I were out to eat, and the server ran up to me and put her arms around me and said to me, Rita, you saved my life. And I looked at her and I knew who she was because I knew her from before. And I said, Susie, what are you talking about? She says, the Dollars for Mammograms program. She said, I had breast cancer. Without your mammogram and that further testing, she says, I probably, by the time I would have discovered it, been in a much further stage. She says, I've been through treatment. She says, I'm cancer-free. And if it wouldn't have been for your program, I probably wouldn't be alive today.